Right now, though, we have from the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, Todd Bornhauser and Jane Barthow. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, Jane? I'm going to have you move that microphone a little closer to you.
All right. How's this?
Good.
I'm doing great, Jeff. Thanks for having us here this morning. Bright, beautiful, sunny Chamber of Commerce Day, by the way.
Is today Chamber of Commerce Day?
Yes, it is.
I didn't know that.
If it's bright and sunny, it's always a Chamber of Commerce Day.
All right. Jane, this is the first time that we've had you on in your role with the Chamber of Commerce. So
yes,
welcome to
is.
The Chamber. You've been working there for a little while now.
Thank you. Yep, this is the end of my third month.
Third month.
Yep.
All right.
First crazy days.
First crazy days. Things get kind of crazy around crazy days.
Only at crazy days, not the other 364 days of the year.
Good. They're good. Hey, let's talk about that. It's coming up. Boy, that's one of the big things that goes on in the over the course of the summer that everybody looks forward to is crazy days. It's always a Thursday in late July. I don't know if you guys have a date. I know you have a date marked this year. It's the 20th. That would be the 6th.
26th. It's always the fourth Thursday of the month.
Fourth Thursday, not the third Thursday.
Not the third Thursday, the fourth Thursday of the month.
Well, let's talk about it. What do you got going on?
That would be me.
Okay.
Well, we've got almost 50 businesses and stores lining Division Street, starting at 7 a.m. and ending at 7 p.m. We've got a variety of activities. Many, many of the stores have their own activities. They've got prize wheels. They've got minnow races.
There's so many things going on. And one thing I like about Crazy Days, since we're down here now on Division Street, is watching the hub of activity, which is usually pretty quiet around 7 o'clock in the morning on Division Street. But I like sticking my head out there early. And, you know, there's merchants that are getting ready right on Division Street. I mean, on the pavement itself, not only inside but outside as well. And just seeing all that activity leading into 7 o'clock. And, of course, people, you get the big rush to begin with. And then things kind of settle down at some point during the day to a nice even flow, and of course at night it's a big thing as well.
It really is. It's a great venue. It's you know, merchants love it because they're able to clear out merchandise because obviously they're getting ready for the fall and winter. That merchandise is already coming in, so it's a great way of getting stuff cleared out. I think that's originally what it was. Its intent was when we had a few more merchants downtown. But the nice thing about us is it allows some of our members who aren't necessarily located on Division Street to be able to come down and participate as well. So we've got numerous members who are going to have either vehicles or set up tents and also be able to participate in well and get the exposure for that day.
Yeah, you know, Division Street has become such a hub of activity here in the 21st century that there are a lot of good, not that there are other places in town aren't hubs of activity, but you know, people get into routines. It's good to see a lot of different businesses participating and you know, taking advantage of the downtown Northfield crowd.
A few other activities we have on the agenda. The VFW is going to have their annual hot dogs, brats, and lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a drone demonstration. We're going to have two drone demonstrations, one in the morning on the south side and one in the afternoon on the north side. So
now,
that'll be kind of
fun.
Oh,
that's cool. Now, are these the photographic photo drone things?
Exactly. Yeah. I tried to see if we could get a live shot of Crazy Days on the laptop, but I think that's a little too technologically challenging for the middle of the street. But he will be flying it and directing it overhead.
So don't be alarmed that they are authorized to be there on that day.
Yeah, we're not going to be dropping packages from the sky.
No, not yet.
What was the old Les Nessman thing? Turkeys falling from the sky like sacks of wet cement. No, we won't have that at all.
No. Quality Bakery is having their Alaskan donuts again. We've got the emergency vehicles right outside your window here. Hula hoop contest at the Rare Pair about 2 o'clock.
That's always fun. It's always fun to watch, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Todd is the 3-time defending champion of that. I don't know if you guys knew that, but yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. Yes. Yes.
No, that's the live Buddha exhibit I think you're talking about.
What else do we have going on?
Right outside in the doghouse, she's going to have a dog agility course.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to bring your dog, that side, the south side of Fifth Street would be the way to be.
All right.
Haven't seen it, but...
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun.
Dog agility course.
Dogs running around. What's more fun than that? That's all you need to know. Yeah. Just be
Speaking
on down there, man.
Dogs?
Dog days of summer, I think.
At 10 o'clock, we've got a canine demonstration right outside that same area. So,
good deal.
Cannon. The name of the dog is Cannon, and he's going to come and show what he does for work.
All right.
That's going to be pretty exciting.
Cool.
And the police chief was here. You probably could have suggested it to have a Taze Todd demonstration in the afternoon, but I'm glad he's gone, so we didn't bring that one up. But
probably not too late.
That probably maybe a 100-year anniversary.
Yeah, you know, celebration. Chief Nelson is very good. I mean, their job is to respond immediately, so we might have him come down. He's in the other room. I just do it right here, right now.
And my job is to coordinate events, so you and I could work this together, I bet.
You can run the camera.
There we go.
Better sell some tickets so he can raise some funds on that one. So, and then the Sundowners, the classic cars, come down at 4 o'clock. They do that every year down in front of the VFW area as well. So it's a great day, and, you know, one of those things, you can't close Highway 3 to have this festivity, but you can close Division Street. And our merchants look forward to it. They have a lot of fun with it. So,
you know, we were talking with Chief Nelson about the Night to Unite and what a wonderful opportunity that is for neighborhoods to get together. But social events like this, just for the city and the fabric of the community, yeah, come on down. You know, we've got great restaurants down here now. There's going to be even more vendors out on the street throughout the day, whether it be in the morning or maybe after work. A lot of people get off at 5. Come on down, because there's a lot of activity going on at 5 o'clock. I know a lot of the restaurants and bars will have live entertainment, you know, some good local entertainment going on. So it's just a hub of activity. You can have a fun time and just see people, see your neighbors, see your friends and everything under a really nice, relaxed atmosphere. It's a great time.
It really is. You know, there's one kind of sad moment. We'll give a shout out to Joe Grunhoff, because the Rube used to, every year they would bring some tables and chairs out and they would be frying hamburgers out there. We won't be doing that this year, so that will be missed, but we do send a shout out to our good friend Joe Grunhoffer, and hopefully maybe when the reunion opens up next year, we can convince them to come out and do some grilling out on the street
I'm sure they'll be doing something out there.
Absolutely.
No question about it. What else? Anything else for Crazy Days going on you'd like to mention?
No. You know what? We'll see. You'll see this week we'll have, starting this afternoon, we'll have some A-frame signs that will go out to all the participating businesses, and those will be out all during the week. And then, Jeff, I think we gave you some certificates to hand out for this week for
you
Crazy
bet.
Days. So.
For Crazy Days, we've got a number of $25 chamber bucks, which would be good up and down the street here on Crazy Days. Give you a little bit of incentive. And I tell you what, we're going to open up the phone lines. Why don't we do this now? Hopefully somebody's listening out there. And if you do, if you are listening, be sure to yell this out to everyone. Caller number 3. Caller number 3 at 645-5695. Caller number 3 gets a $25 gift certificate for Chamber Bucks, which you're more than welcome to spend on Crazy Days, but those are good $365.
Jane, put the phone down. You can't. Employees are not eligible. The other crazy thing we're going to do, Jeff, we're going to have a promotion we did the last couple of years, and that is buy $100 in Chamber Bucks and get $10 free. So you can actually, you know, all the great sales that are going on, you can actually get a free $10 Chamber Buck before you start. So you can stop and see us Thursday morning. We'll be on the street in a tent right across from the Rare Pair, and we'll be selling that promotion all day long. So buy $100 in Chamber Bucks and get $10 in free ones.
Yeah, and once again, you're right there on Bridge Square now, so you don't have to go too far. You don't have to track down the chamber. Right there located with the NDDC and the NEC and the CIA.
Yeah, it's the ABB alphabet and building.
That's it. All right, anything else?
Well, there's also going to be a shoe collection. I wanted to throw that out there. A foundation with the post-consumer brands. I believe it's called...
You got me hanging.
Together, Better Together. I believe it's Better Together.
Sure.
They're going to be having a booth right near ours, actually, by Bridge Square. You can bring old shoes, gently worn shoes, and they're going to be donating them. Their goal is 2,000 pair of shoes.
All right, so just bring them on down to Bridge Square.
Yep.
And lighten up your closet load a little bit as well.
Absolutely. So you can out with the old and in with the brand new sales stuff that you bought.
Perfect.
All right. Guys, we got to get running along, but for more information, they can check out the Chamber website.
That is correct.
Perfect. All right. That is, once again, Todd Bornhauser, the president of the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, along with Jane Bartho. Once again, the Crazy Days festivities start at 7 o'clock on Thursday morning. Jeff, getting out of here. I hope you